So, some beginning of a new chapter in my life.
You're going to be a garbage man? 2 months in France writing music. Sounds terrible.
Well, yeah, I was writing music for children, you know, teenagers mostly. It was fun. So I wrote like 21 pieces of music.
Is it concert band stuff?
It's orchestra. Yeah, all string orchestra. Yeah, yeah. In fact, about 10 of the pieces are going to be performed this year by various schools.
Woo, like Mr. Holland. Just like Mr. Holland.
Oh, that's. I see where you're going with that, and it's not going to work.
He
already has many of them. He's going to play a few of them for us now.
All right, I'm going to play
direct
some songs
from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. This is Frankie Big Face.
Thank you. So you're going to play this tune with us? We're going to start with
Which
it?
Which one are you going to start with?
Robot Rouge.
Le Mechanical Man Rouge.
Apparently not. So before we start, John's going to join us on bass for this tune. This guy over here, this is Ben. You met him earlier when he played for Roy. Ben is an original member of the Frankie Big Face band. We're going all the way back to like 2001 even? Really?
Oh, I don't know.
When did you graduate high school?
2002.
So I think it was after you graduated, right?
Just after.
Did he play on Alpha Phi?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I met you.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Well, he played the last Song Fight Live he was in attendance at was Lancaster. So, anyway.
I only go to Song Fight Live if I live in the city where
it's a pretty good, it's a good thought. It's a good, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
All right, here we go.
Blast off, you've been sleeping for days, and baby, I can't wait for you to shake this malaise. You know I miss you, I wanna kiss you all over your face. I know that we're not the same, but baby, I can't stop myself from proclaiming that I love you. I wanna plug you into my mainframe. I know our love is faded to being automated, but I love you still. I want you to be with me. If I could just make you restart, I'd burn out my circuitry trying to get your signal to my red robot heart. Blast off, you've been sleeping for weeks, baby, I can't wait for you to break this mystique. You know I need you to send a link to my audio video link. Okay, let's try this again, cause baby, I don't know what to do with you when you ignore me. Do you abhor me? Can we make amends? Just a simple machine, and this is not in my list of routines. Can you help me, please? I want you to be with me. If I could just make you restart, I'd burn out my circuitry trying to get your signal to my red robot heart. I want you to be with me. If I could just make you restart, I'd burn out my circuitry trying to get your signal to my red. I want you to be with me. If I could just make you restart, I'd burn out my circuitry trying to get your signal to my red. I'm trying to get your signal to my red. I'm trying to get your signal to my red robot heart.
Thank you very much. Who won that fight? Not me. I don't know.
I think it was Damien and company.
Manhattan something something choir.
Their vibrator song.
Yeah.
Youth Center. Milwaukee Youth Center.
Well, I'd love to reminisce about Damien's wins. Yeah, but we're gonna play this song now. Release me, I will not kick or bite. I promise I will not put up a fight, 'cause even with the cage unlocked, the chains unbound, one hard fact remains, I'll never run free until you run with me. I'll never run free till my baby runs with me. Thanks a lot, jerk. Say that true love is measured by setting someone free. Well, you can try, but I'll tell you, gonna let you capture me. 'Cause even though I feel as though I have the strength, my will is restrained. I'll never run free until you run with me. I'll never run free. My baby runs with me. Never run free till you run with me. Thank you very much. Thank you. I don't even know how that song goes, dude.
Jim and you guys, you can hear the solo. Okay.
Yeah. Giant pieces of pizza.
That was won by the Shortcakes.
The Shortcakes.
Nobody asked, but I thought they were going to.
No. That's
so
just really
work,
good.
So I figured I would just put it out there.
Honestly, I was only asking for fights that I figured Frank won. I'm a little surprised you didn't win Red Robot.
Me too.
Are you going to play online?
No.
Well, because you don't have a chance to point out that if everybody here, you have an older win than anybody.
That's true.
Yeah, well, maybe later if I cut into John's time a little bit.
Well, that guy went before you? No. So
he... Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I should have.
Oh, so long, so long had it
could. Try as you might, you didn't have the spite to stay mad at us. Borrowed from your fingers and stole from your toes. Who stood the mustache from under your nose? Oh, so long, so long, Atticus. I held the gun against his head before I could pull the trigger. He was dead. Oh, so long, so long, Atticus. Secrets concealed became secrets revealed by your chattiness. It cost you your fortune, cost you your fame, cost you the woman who ran off with your name. Oh, so long, so long, Atticus. I held the gun against his head before I could pull the trigger. He was dead. Oh, so long, so long, Atticus. I see you around this foggy battleground, Atticus. I see you around this foggy battleground, Atticus.
Thank you.
Red capo up there.
Yeah, that's me. This capo's, yeah.
Buzzing.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I think also your stool is farting.
Yeah, I know. We switched stools somehow.
You
want to
switch back?
No, it's okay. All right. So I didn't win that fight either. Since
every time you say you don't win a fight, I wonder how good must these other songs be.
Nice.
Yeah, because that's how you win song fights.
All right. So, where's Jeff? Jeff, did he leave? That's okay.
He was just there.
All right. All right, so I'm going to try this song. I might forget some words on this one, though, but I'll do my best. You ready? Well, she wakes up every morning in an empty bed with a paperback open to the last page she read. She curls her hair and collects her thoughts, but she lives in a locked box. And she slams down the phone, and that's not very nice. But she's had all she can take of her mother's advice. And you'd never know it by the way she talks, but she lives in a lockbox. Herself, it's okay to be. She wakes up cold and wet, a ball of nerves and sweat, and starts another day. She makes it to the office by the blink of an eye, and she smiles at her colleagues as they pass her by. Never
know it by the way she talks, but she lives in a locked box. Tells herself it's okay to be. She wakes up cold and wet, a ball of nerves and sweat, and starts another day. Yet she starts another day. She wakes up every morning in an empty bed, and she sighs and pulls the blankets up and over her head. She isn't weird, she's unorthodox, but she lives in a locked box. Yeah, she lives in a locked box. Yeah, she lives in a locked box.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I definitely won that fight. Clearly.
No. All right. According to Hoblet, my album held together the best, even though yours was technically better. That's all that counts.
Well, all right.
It may be the worst dog argument, but it's the argument I'm making.
So it's in E minor, technically, I guess. Chorus is in G.
What chord does it start on?
It starts on G. Hey, everybody, this piece, song. This piece of song starts on a G chord, for those of you playing at home. It's also known as the claw.
Wait, how do you play a G?
It's a house.
I play it like this. You want me to play it like this? How do you want me to play it?
Dear Lord.
You gotta get both down there.
What kind of
nightmare? Oh, like this? You wanna play like that?
I do want you to
play.
Why do you have to get Ben?
It does sound better.
That's what I do.
Yeah, man. How many people do the two fingers on the bottom of the G?
Yeah, screw the third.
Two fingers.
All right, so
don't change it now.
Yeah, it's too late for you. Don't bother correcting yourself.
Here we go. 2, 3.
Meet me in the baggage claim. Hold the sign that holds my name. Though I don't think I could walk past you if I wanted to.
That's my fault.
Drive me to your firing range. Hold out for the perfect space. Though I don't think I could circle the block with you for hours, shit, or days.
Yeah, well.
Scared baby, bored never. I'd be happy just to carry your quiver, just in case you thought I'd run away. I want you to know that I'm gonna tear my shirt apart, reveal concentric circles around my heart. And if I can't make my way into your world, well, maybe you could be my bullseye girl. William Tell and Lohengrin, photographs of Errol Flynn, Gina Davis looking rather serious. Oh, Macintosh or Ruby Red, either one can grace my head, cause I'd do anything just to hold your stare for a moment. scared, maybe, but never. I'd be happy just to carry your quiver, just in case you thought I'd run away. I want you to know that I'm gonna tear my shirt apart, reveal concentric circles around my heart. And if I can make my way into your world, well, maybe you could be my bullseye girl. See the light of day, hug and go our separate ways. Maybe there's a chance that you and me were meant to be. Fall in love and move into a better house, a better car, a better life with better light. Scared maybe, but never. I'd be happy just to carry your quiver.
Thank you. Thanks. All right, we have a couple more, and then we'll relinquish. All right. Yeah, we weren't planning on it. I'll tell you what. We'll try to. We'll try to work it into the set. We haven't practiced it or anything, but, you know.
Hey, Frankie, when was the last time you picked up a guitar?
You mean other than today? Well, I did have access to a guitar in France, so I practiced twice.
They have guitars in
France? Yeah. Yeah, it was a French guitar, so it was really hard. Yeah, the one that Damien was talking about, that's the only chord it played. Kept resolving outward. I didn't know what to do with it.
Explain that joke. I don't understand the joke.
Yeah. Well, it started in the Romantic period. This is an oldie but a goodie. We haven't played this one for a while. Had to write down the words. Acid mouth at the foot of a river. I'm looking back on the life of a sinner. An acid mouth holds the tongue of a bitter man. Seen it all, but is still a beginner. And I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Acid mouth, kiss the hand of the devil. Never choose the path of the caring or the careful. An acid mouth, speak the words of a fearful man. Who's heard it all, but could still use an earful. And I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Whoa, whoa, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Acid mouth at the foot of a river. I'm looking back on the life of a sinner. An acid mouth formed the gape of a simple man who wants to gush but could manage just a ripple. And I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Thank you. All right, I won this fight.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think.
Which one is it?
Fuck yeah.
Crinkle Pickle.
Oh, wait. Shall we talk about how much you complained about this title before you won the fight?
No, I didn't really complain about this title because.
Talk about who won Acid Mouth first.
You did.
Yeah.
She's got an acid mouth. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah,
right?
Yours is a better. Yeah.
I don't remember who won it. I don't. Listen, winning's not important.
Octothorpe.
Winning is really.
No,
you know,
it was.
I mean, I don't know what it says on the back of my card, how many times I won or anything. I don't know, you know.
It says four.
I mean, I think really the ultimate achievement, as John will tell us, is to win Narine, really, right? I mean, that's the ultimate. I mean, the only thing.
I don't know about that.
Everybody who's won Narine twice, raise their hand.
So, I mean, the only thing better than winning Narine, really, is winning it twice, is what I was going to say, right? Yeah.
Well, you don't really know. You haven't won it yet.
For those of you who don't know what Narine is, it's a tournament-style songwriting competition that happens once a year for 8 weeks. And the
yes.
winner will have written how many songs? Like eight or nine
eight songs?
Songs.
And the losers are killed.
The losers are killed.
And the losers declare the contest stupid and never do it.
The losers declare the contest to be stupid, the judges corrupt,
you're here.
The whole thing bullshit, and they swear they're never going to do it again, only to come back next year and be humiliated once more.
How many times have you done Narine, John?
One half.
The judges swear they'll never come back and do it.
Frank has won twice.
I have won twice, and I should have won three times, really, but I lost the second Narine by one vote. And
man, why aren't we doing the soup song? We should be doing the soup song.
I lost because of the collective vote of one Berkeley social scene.
Berkeley social scandal.
Yes, it was a Berkeley social scandal, yes.
You're fucking talking to Ken.
BSSB.
All right, anyway, but so we're going to play Crinkle Binkle. It seems to be a family favorite.
Yay!
Ready?
It's going to be fine,
though. I've been ready for it.
I know. This is the way these things go sometimes. One, two, one, two, three, four. Crinkle Binkle setup. Wait a minute. Came to town. Yeah, one, two, three, four. Crinkle Binkle came to town and shook the whole place with his secret recipe for bouillabaisse. With a dash of cayenne pepper and the hearts of palm, he grew and jarred himself. Crinkle Binkle set up shop across the cobbled road from Maxie Waxie's house of frogs and toads. From an antique wind-up Edison came Bach and Brahms, Caruso and Ravel. And so it goes, and so it goes, that he was destined to lead the show. And no one knows, no one knows why he materialized before our eyes, then vaporized into the skies. Crinkle Binkle stayed for 7 years and always spoke to everyone as if they had a face. Every afternoon at 3 o'clock, he'd call his mom and ask if she was well. And so it goes, so it goes, that he was destined to lead the show. No one knows, no one knows why he materialized before our eyes and vaporized into the skies. Some believe his heart was his disease. My third cousin's uncle's friend said he returned to Guam and fashions tower bells.
Hell yeah!
Thank you.
Hell yeah!
Mr. Ben Sable on the guitar. Mr. John Nolte on odds and ends.